Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey, everyone. Laura Bennett here, your friendly neighborhood overthinker-turned-mindfulness enthusiast. If you're like me, you probably spend a good chunk of your day analyzing every little thing, from that awkward encounter at the coffee shop to a social media post just going to get the most likes. But guess what? Overthinking isn't always our best friend. In fact, it can actually hold us back from living a truly joyful and fulfilling life. That's why today we're diving deep into something absolutely essential. Self-love and acceptance. Ever felt like you're constantly comparing yourself to others? You know that feeling when you scroll through Instagram and everyone seems to be living their best lives while you're stuck in your own head, wondering if you're doing enough? Well, let me tell you, comparison is the thief of joy. We all have our own unique journey, our own strengths and weaknesses. Instead of focusing on what we lack, today we're going to learn how to embrace who we are right here, right now. So grab your favorite cuppa, get comfy, and let's unlock the power of self-love together. Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you cultivate a more loving and accepting relationship with yourself. First things first, remember that self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. Think of it like this. You wouldn't put dirty laundry in your suitcase for a vacation, right? Well, treating yourself poorly is the equivalent of packing negativity into your life's journey. Prioritize activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul, whether it's taking a hot bath, going for a walk in nature, or simply curling up with a good book. Second, practice mindful gratitude. Instead of dwelling on what you don't have, take time each day to appreciate the good things in your life. It could be as simple as a warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, or the laughter of a loved one. When we focus on what we're grateful for, our overall outlook becomes brighter and more positive. Third, challenge those negative self-talk tapes. We all have that inner critic that whispers doubts and insecurities. But remember, you are worthy of love and respect, just as you are. When those negative thoughts creep in, gently counter them with positive affirmations. Tell yourself things like, I am strong, I am capable, or I am beautiful. It might feel a little awkward at first, but the more you practice, the more natural it will become. Fourth, celebrate your imperfections. Let's be real, nobody is perfect. We all make mistakes, have flaws, and sometimes stumble along the way. But guess what? Those imperfections are what make us unique and interesting. Embrace them, learn from them, and move on with grace. And finally, remember that self-love is a journey, not a destination. There will be days when you feel confident and radiant, and there will be days when you struggle to love yourself unconditionally. That's perfectly normal. Just keep practicing those self-care rituals, cultivating gratitude, challenging negative thoughts, celebrating your imperfections, and remember, you are worthy of love and happiness. Now let me share a real-world example that might resonate with you. Imagine this, you're at a party, feeling a little out of place. You start comparing yourself to the effortlessly cool people around you, thinking, I wish I could be more like them. Suddenly, you feel self-conscious and retreat into your own shell. But what if, instead of focusing on those comparisons, you shifted your attention inwards? What if you remembered that you are unique and have your own special qualities to offer? What if you focused on connecting with the people who genuinely appreciate you for who you are? That shift in perspective can completely change the way you experience that party. Instead of feeling inadequate, you might find yourself enjoying the company, striking up meaningful conversations, and even letting loose and having a good time. See how powerful self-love can be? So let's recap. Self-care isn't selfish. Gratitude is key. Challenge those negative thoughts, celebrate your imperfections, and remember that self-love is a journey. Ready to put these takeaways into action? Make a list of 3 things you love about yourself right now, big or small. Practice a simple act of self-care today. Take a walk, listen to your favorite music, or treat yourself to something nice. And most importantly, remember that you are worthy of love and happiness just as you are. Join me tomorrow for another dose of overthinking detox. Until then, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.